microphone. Welcome on into episode number 47 of Out and About. I'm sitting here with John Feidelberg and Casey Smith.
Happy to be here, Pat.
I'm happy to be here, too. Whose voice sounds the worst today?
Oh, John always. His voice is always a little bit raspy.
Mine?
Yeah, we went out last night and we were doing a little boozing to celebrate.
I have a grainy voice. You know how hungover I am? I came four times this morning.
What are you talking about? You came four times? Alone? You jerked off four times and came.
He lives with his girlfriend.
Half alone, half...
She watched? What? Four times? That's fucking wild. Well, you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up.
Hangover hornies are a thing.
Oh,
this
for sure.
Podcast going fast.
I was going to say, I'm glad you brought that up because this podcast is sponsored by Adam and Eve. AdamandEve.com says the best part of staying at home is playing alone. Take advantage of the downtime and choose almost any one item 50% off. And when you do, you'll also get free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember to use offer code ABOUT. That's code ABOUT at checkout. AdamandEve.com has thousands of products to make you glad you're staying home. Sex toys make being at home so much more enjoyable. Hell, even shopping for sex toys is more enjoyable. When you're shopping at AdamandEve.com, so go to AdamandEve.com and use offer code ABOUT for 50% off almost any one free item.
What's the best sex toy you've gotten from Adam and Eve?
I just got a new vibrator from them.
Did you?
Yeah, you used your promo code.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice, Case. I've never got one. I'm still waiting on them to send it.
What'd you order?
I would order a fleshlight.
A pussy or a butthole?
A pussy.
Why are you gay guys fucking pussies? That's our thing.
Joey Camasta fucks pussies.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I said.
All you gay guys.
I want to know what it's like. I think a pussy feels better than a butthole.
Oh, you should definitely fuck a flesh.
An authentic vagina?
It's exactly like a pussy.
Is it actually?
No.
No.
I was going to say. You had one, though.
I had one. I only used it once. I just didn't feel like cleaning it.
Bust in a fleshlight and then throw it out.
Of course, I cream pie the fleshlight. Yeah,
You just didn't clean it.
Fleshlight can't get pregnant. No, I just threw it away.
Okay, that's fair. At least you didn't throw it under your bed and be like, "I'll get to it later."
I definitely threw it under my bed for a long time.
That's disgusting.
And then threw it away.
When was this? Recently?
No, it was my old apartment. This is probably we'll call it a year and a half, 2 years ago.
So yes, recently.
Yeah. It was.
It wasn't like he was a child.
Yeah, this
yes.
is not in like
oh,
college
yeah.
or something.
A year and a half, 2 years ago is not recently.
Kind of.
Depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Whose pussy did you get?
Whose vagina would I get?
Yeah. No, did you? They come and... I had Christy Mack's vagina.
Oh, no. I didn't order it yet. I'm trying to figure it out. I think that'd be weird to have an actual person's vagina, though. Especially
that's
if it's
weird.
Like someone we know. We work with a lot of porn stars.
I can't
fuck Oss's vagina.
It's not weird fucking it, but it's also not like... You have a pretty good idea when you're jerking yourself off with a flashlight that you're not fucking a porn star.
Did you pin it? Did you put it somewhere or you did the handheld? Joey Camasta stuck it in his mattress.
Oh, no. I just fucking...
Did you watch her porn while you used it?
No,
that's stupid.
Weirdly, I don't think I did.
I honestly don't even remember. Why would you not?
But I don't think that I did.
Yeah, that'd be weird if you watched porn and fucked the vagina.
But if it's her and it's her vagina, that would make the most sense.
It would make a lot of... Like, Casey's making great
That's probably
points.
What people do.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Little VR goggles, maybe a fucking thing. So go to adamandeve.com and use code about... Guys, I think we're too old to drink. I was saying that. I want to start the summer of summer. Like, every night of the week is the weekend. I can't... We went out last night. I almost died.
We went out two nights in a row, and I feel like I'm going to... die right now.
I don't know how you're drinking right now.
You have to.
I know,
too.
I'm drinking too, but I don't want to. I'm doing it because I...
What do you mean, you don't know? This is what infuriates me about people.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you're drinking. I don't know how you're drinking. Well, I was hungover, and then if I keep drinking, I won't be hungover, so that's how I'm drinking.
It doesn't nauseate you, though, when you're hungover?
Not even a little bit.
No, it makes me feel better.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's like mind over
matter.
It's
called alcoholism, being adult.
I guess. I mean, these high noons are pretty good.
It's the shampoo effect.
What's your best hangover cure, other than drinking?
Coming and a Subway meatball sub.
A Subway meatball sub. That's a dirtbag hangover
drinking,
cure.
Drinking, coming, and a Subway meatball sub.
That's the white
if
trash
trifecta. You
rip
all three of those in the morning. Woo! You'll be fine by noon, I promise.
I was going to say weed. I feel like that's a better answer.
No,
but...
weed, I'm unconscious in 10 minutes, but...
Subway meatball sub.
Like nice little provolone melted on there.
Oh, yeah. Do you toast it?
Do I toast it? Yeah. Yeah, Pat. I'm civilized.
No, I don't fucking toast my meatball sub from Subway.
Because you're uncivilized.
You don't toast?
No.
No.
Why?
I just don't. I let the cheese. I let the sauce melt the cheese.
That's a psychopath move.
My best hangover cure is, for a while, was putting, when I would get really bad hangovers, was putting my feet in cold water.
Oh.
What are you, an idiot?
It worked.
Well, I take a cold shower.
Freezing cold, just fill up the tub a little bit, put the feet in there, because my body was like so asleep from drinking. Like you say, cold water in the ocean is the best hangover cure you can have.
I told the story, I forget on what show, very recently. And the very first ever KFC Radio Live show, what is it, Saloon, a bar that's now defunct. I think it's on the Upper East Side. me, Dan, and Kevin did a show there. And it was way back in the day. So, like, you know, we were fucking driving ourselves in, sharing hotel rooms kind of deal. So me and Dan shared a hotel room. We went out the night before the show.
The three of you shared a hotel room?
No. Kevin and Kevin lived here.
Oh, that's right.
So you and Dan shared
a hotel room. So me and Dan shared a hotel room.
And different times. Different times sharing a hotel with Dan. Do you guys hook up?
But we were.
Yeah, right? Share
that's
bed?
It. That's why he's here. Yeah. On out and about right now.
Guess what? I fucking shared hotel beds with plenty of people at this company.
Who have you shared beds with?
I honestly Gaz? Don't have Gaz, like, vivid memories of it, but I would guess Gaz. I would guess Hank. I would guess Devlin. Anyone on the Blackout Tour, I would guess I've shared a bed with.
Who is the worst to sleep with?
I don't remember any of them.
If you had to guess, for the sake of the pod.
Definitely me.
Have you ever heard him snore?
It's no, definitely God, no.
I mean, Kevin.
It's awful.
You're snoring?
It is.
Oh, my God. Also, we interrupted my story here real quick.
His girlfriend suffocates him to make him stop. Like, she, like, cuts off his breathing.
Yeah, I can't fucking. I couldn't deal with that.
And I wake up, and I'm just like, what happened? And she pretends
you probably
to
have
sleep
apnea, you fat bitch.
No, I've gotten tested.
No,
like, no,
you got tested in fucking high school, John. You're
Dude, you
32
gotta
years
get it.
Old.
If you're snoring and, like, your air is stopping and you're doing that, you have sleep apnea.
John, you got tested when you were 16.
Okay. I'll
I'm a doctor.
You two fucking doctors. Yeah.
Everyone says that.
Listen here.
Like, oh, you've gone to a doctor? Well, we have something to say about it. We have a podcast. Get the fuck out of here, Joe Rogan.
You didn't know everyone with a podcast is a doctor?
Anyways, but, continue your story.
So what I do in the morning when I'm hungover is I take a regular shower and then
you come four times.
Yeah, after I come a bunch of times.
You have the highest T in the world. I'm interrupting you again.
Uh-huh.
You come four times in a row.
I come all the time.
Ew.
We'll leave this. I go, ew.
Yeah.
Four times in a row? What are you, 12?
Not in a row.
Leave all of this in.
It started at like 9 a.m. and then until about noon, I came four times.
You were just sitting there jacking.
I was on the hour. I was coming, basically. You wake up, you roll over, you're hungover, you're like, well, I'll fucking pop on porn real quick. Bang, come. Anyway, the thing is that the, so we did, in the morning, I shower, and then I get as cold as I can. And I just stay in it as long as I can to get out of a hangover. So I just like put it as cold as it possibly gets, and I just stand there going,
I can't wait to make that a promo.
and then I walked out of the shower and I you know, towel on my waist, whatever. And then I'm kind of starting to get dressed. Probably like, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, minute and a half go by, and Dan finally speaks up and he goes, hey, just so you know, you make, like, a lot of weird noises when you come. And I was like,
oh, no.
I was like, he thought you were in there coming?
Yes. And I was like, dude, what were you doing for the last minute before you even brought that up?
He goes, I was beating
like,
off.
Were you just thinking, like for a minute, were you just sitting there thinking, like, so that's how fights come. That's the noise he makes when he comes.
Screams like a woman when you come. Very high pitch.
Like, it was like, I'm just in cold.
Imagine that he just never spoke up, and that's how Dan thinks you come all of these.
He probably
years.
Still thinks it to this day.
Yeah.
He's like, John tried to tell me it was a cold shower.
Like, dude, I was in a freezing cold shower. Who comes like that? Like, what could was like coming a grapefruit? Like, what would make me make that noise?
A fleshlight from AdamandEve.com.
Coming a what?
Coming a grapefruit. Like, if that was coming out of my penis, I would yell.
What do you mean? Because it stings? Grapefruit pee stings?
No, just a whole grapefruit, guys.
Oh. I was like, wait, what do we... If you came grapefruit...
I thought you were about grapefruit juice. I was like, what?
No, I don't come grapefruit juice. I don't come grapefruits either, but...
You ever have your pee sting when you eat a grapefruit?
No, Pat.
That's
you should get that checked
me.
Out.
Pat, you have chlamydia.
No.
Go, do you guys have a yellowy discharge
like,
from the
like,
end
yeah,
of
Yeah, I fucked a hooker last night raw, but then I had a grapefruit, and weirdly, my piss stung.
Yeah, it happened to you guys?
I go, no, I have gonorrhea. Do you think Bill Gates cheated on his wife?
I know for a fact he did.
So they have, so obviously Bill Gates and his wife, 27 years, no prenup, $130 billion
How
divorced.
Do you not have a prenup?
They got married before he was famous. He was a billionaire when he got married. He became a billionaire in, I think, like the late 80s-ish. Okay. So like around the start of their relationship. She was actually working for him as a project manager at Microsoft. And they met, and one thing led to another. Now they have three kids. But Bill, like a story came out that Bill would have his like ex-girlfriend, it was like written into their marriage, that once a year they would go on vacation together. Mm-hmm. So, and to talk about like biotech, whatever. Yeah. And she's like an accomplished
person.
You
got to go on vacation to that.
With your ex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, like,
to talk about
that?
I'm going
to talk biotech in my own house? Fuck no. Right.
But do you think they fucked? She filed divorce. That's the thing. She said it's irreparable
damages.
Irreparable damages.
I've been divorced three times, I know.
You've been divorced.
I know, irreparable
Kate's
damages.
Kate's been divorced before.
Yeah. Well, poor Kate, we just threw her right under the
bus. Who? Wait, but, do you think he cheated?
Do I think he cheated? Well, I don't
Does that count as cheating if it's written
in
your...
He told her I'm going on vacation and fucking my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well,
but
he didn't say fuck.
That's not cheating. Well, you're obviously fucking.
Well, right.
Like,
but
I don't know, though. I think he's so nerdy and so eccentric that...
You think
like...
he's Microsoft?
Nice.
Oh, fuck, podcast over.
I wonder if he has a big piece. Bill.
Oh,
Bill
he has to.
Gates.
No, he doesn't.
He's
yes,
got
he
a
does.
Skinny little shrimp dick.
No,
with
no,
like a
no,
big
no.
fat, like disc, like weird mushroom head.
I feel like he's
got,
so
he's
nerdy.
A tiger head.
Yeah.
No.
Too big. It's too big. The
no,
rim
I feel
is
like
big.
He's so nerdy that he's like one of the like. It's like it would shock you how big his dick is.
Do you think he fucks though? Like if you're that.
Now
rich,
I have to see it.
I hope someone.
I gotta see Bill Gates's dick.
Bill Dick's gate.
Bill Dick.
I'm gonna look it up. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, there's no way it exists, but it definitely is a big dick.
Well, I mean, I think
there's
just,
no it, shot. It's a big dick.
It's
well,
always,
I mean, I don't.
No,
what,
there
what
is.
What am I saying here?
I look up Bill Gates' dick. Shocker. There's nothing. It's just always like.
What did you think you were gonna be the one to discover it with a simple Google search?
I was hoping there would be like.
Oh,
a
no
super...
one's looked this up before. Bill Gates' cock. It's everywhere.
Oh, we were. Saying,
it wasn't headline news. Forever.
We were saying last night we had a. Frederick Eklund, the guy from Million Dollar Listing. He
oh,
was,
I
he
saw his
porn.
Piece. Yeah,
yeah, he
he's
has
got
a
weird tattoo, right?
Was
right
I,
up, right.
Was
yeah, he's
yeah.
got a twat tattoo.
Yeah.
On his dick.
He has a twat tattoo on his dick. He's from Million Dollar Listing. You know Frederick?
Yeah, no, I know, but I don't remember this happening last night.
Oh, this was at John's house after hours.
Oh my God, you guys did after hours?
I told you I was up till like 6 a.m.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did. I told you fucking he was at my house till like 6 a.m.
No, you didn't.
No, we left at like 4. He left with me. Not that that fucking matters at that point.
You love you.
Yeah. No, we like walked like
oh,
separate ways.
You and Hugh.
Me and Hugh. I'm always shocked like when people that rich get divorced because what's the point? You know what I mean? Just live separate lives. You have the money. Like, why do you need to make it official? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
unless she
I
just
get
fucking
that.
Hates him.
Yeah.
Or he hates her.
But all, I think prenups should just be things that are standard.
I agree.
Like,
I don't think it's
I think
insulting.
There are two things
I
to
do.
Be standard. Prenups and paternity tests.
Well,
paternity test.
Paternity test for when you're married?
Yeah.
No, you
John.
Can't do that. A paternity test when you're married?
If it was just a standard thing, it wouldn't have this reaction.
Yeah, but it's not a standard thing for a reason.
Because
it's very bizarre.
If you were married and you made your wife take a paternity test, that's
you wouldn't make it. It would be standard. This is what I'm saying. You wouldn't have to have the conversation.
So as part of a test when the baby comes out, be like,
we
okay,
just,
here's
the
father.
We just
oh.
see who the parents are.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying, like, it's your, like...
Well, you know who the mom is if it's coming out of her vagina right
well,
in front of you.
Yeah, you it dumb would... tit. I'm talking about the husband or the father. Like, it's just a thing that's done by the hospital. Who's the father?
Like
baby.
A hearing test.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty fair.
I thought you meant...
Because guess
were
what?
Make,
a lot
like...
of people, you guys are both like, oh, why would you do that? Well, I don't know. A lot of people raise kids who aren't their own.
I don't think that's true at all.
I don't think that's true at all.
Definitely a good, like,
there's
I mean, I'm
no
not saying
way.
It's like 60%, but there are plenty of people who raise kids that aren't theirs and then are responsible for the money and all that shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably not in marriages, though.
Yes, in Casey, cheating is a thing that happens.
No, I know.
How
but
many,
like,
how many,
you,
how often
what
do you think?
What world do you both live in where you're like, well, hang on, they've been married under the Lord?
Yeah, but having
there's
a
difference
kid.
Between having a kid
right.
and cheating.
Right.
Like if I'm cheating
you cheat,
on my
you don't
husband,
get someone you cheat
if I'm
pregnant.
Cheating on my husband and I get pregnant,
do you think these pregnancies are happening on purpose?
It is. I think it is exceedingly rare.
Yes,
sometimes
yes.
a fucking cheating pregnancy accidentally happens.
Maybe, but not
one out of every 10,000
right. times.
This table.
I'm gonna flip this table.
Yes,
it doesn't happen
no,
that often.
No.
It doesn't happen that often. But I completely agree with you.
So you're gonna make a test for something that doesn't happen that
Why
often for every
it
baby?
Be a it's just an easy thing. Just be like a quick swab. Hey, by the way, this isn't your kid. Okay, see you both.
But
later.
Then you got it hanging over you for 3 weeks
right.
while they process the DNA, and that ruins the whole thing
oh,
when
yeah.
the baby's born.
No, I would rather have a miserable
right?
lifetime than a tough 3 weeks.
And you
weeks.
Think prenups are normal too? Forever?
No, I don't think either of them are normal. I think they both should be normal. It should be just like
I do think prenup should be normal.
Oh, because that one affects you, does it?
What?
Ah, gotcha, bitch. Casey, mama's making the money. She goes, well, prenups is one thing, but let me tell
well,
you.
Hang on, I want my money, but if I fuck around, like he's got to pay for the kids.
Well, let me tell you
still.
Something. I do not want prenups to be normal.
I would like it on record that if I was married and I was cheating on my husband and I got pregnant and I didn't know who the father was, I would be getting my own paternity test on the side before I would just let him think it was his kid.
Well, Casey, you're a decent person.
Oh, thank you, John.
I'll give you that.
Thank you, John.
There are people who don't have that same conviction as you.
Well, what? Okay, but here's my question with that. So
and it's,
they might,
and like,
they
it's
might not,
obviously
okay.
not a common thing. Like, I'm not pretending like
but,
it's a
okay.
scourge on marriages.
Let's,
it just like, it occasionally happens.
Let's pretend like I wouldn't get one, okay? I would be so nervous that the kid would come out looking like somebody else. I'm not trying to deal with that shit.
What are you talking about?
Like,
were
if I
born,
like I'm saying, like if I was married
yeah.
and I was cheating on my husband and I got pregnant and I didn't know who the father was and I didn't go get a paternity test and I just let my husband think it was his, and then like 2 years after I have the kid, it looks like my fucking best friend that I was
it's
fucking or something.
It's a completely different race,
right?
Yeah, as long as you're fucking white people, you should be good.
Yeah,
if, as long as you're married to a white person, that is
right.
As long as you're fucking the same race
that you're married,
married to, you'll be fine.
Are your guys' parents both together? Yours are.
Yeah,
yeah, they're the worst.
But would you care if your parents got divorced now? The Gates have three kids.
I think
no,
I wouldn't care.
I mean,
like, I would be sad.
Yeah.
But I would be, if they both were like, this is what we need to do as a 32-year-old, I'd be like, okay, yes, I get it. It would suck because like holidays and everything would be weird, but I wouldn't be like mad at them.
What do you think?
It wouldn't be a whole therapy session. I'd mention it to my therapist.
Oh, no, it would definitely be a whole
you
would.
I'd be thing. I'd be upset.
I'd be super upset.
If someone cheated.
Oh, if someone cheated,
if my
that's
dad
a
cheated
story.
On my mom or my mom cheated on my dad,
oh,
I'd be
fucking
distraught.
Furious.
I just wouldn't talk to them again.
It would
no,
be
I don't
you've been married 40 years and one
if
of these
my,
fucking
if
cheat.
One of my parents cheated on each other, I would be furious.
Nah. They got three kids. One of them was on the Upper East Side. They're like 27,
Kyra
early
girl.
20, girl. And she's oh. got and she's got John.
What's she doing?
What's
I'll
she
pull
look
her
like?
Up.
Does she want to hang out with a podcaster who drinks at noon?
Hey, you came four times this morning, apparently. She might.
This is her. This is the whole Gates family. Look at how nerdy his son is. It's a spitting image, huh? Can you see that?
I actually can't. What are you doing with your fucking laptop on, like, basically blind?
I don't want people to see when I look at porn on my desk.
wait. Which one?
This one lives on the Upper East. This is the youngest, and this is the middle.
Okay.
No? You're taking back
Bill's
what you said?
Cheating, for sure. None of them look even remotely alike.
Are you kidding me? This and this? This it's is the same
son.
Person. This
I
is great podcasting, by the way. The
oh,
daughters.
Yeah,
these two
daughter.
Are the same. This is a Swedish model's daughter.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No, well, no. It, like, that's what it looks like.
Oh,
that.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, but they all came from this mom, right?
Allegedly.
Well.
Should we break news right now that Bill Gates is raising a love child as his own?
Yeah, let's tell people.
She lives on the upper east side in like a $12 million.
The blonde?
Yeah.
She's hot.
I just can't imagine having like
she's real
that much money to do literally whatever you want, whenever you want.
Dude, I would not want that much money at all.
Why?
Oh, why?
Huh?
Why?
Having money is such a pain in the ass.
Not, no.
Yes.
What?
It's the worst.
Yeah, if you're like the patriarch of the family, if you're like the kids and stuff, who cares? I've
Dude,
watched Succession. I know how this goes.
I've been thinking about that just doing my taxes this year. And don't get me wrong. I don't have anything near even a decent amount of money. But I'm like, this is more money than I have usually, and this sucks. This is a pain.
Yeah, but if you're that rich, you don't even know any of that. Somebody else does it for you.
Like, how much
well,
do you think is in his checking account, Bill Gates?
I've always wondered that. Or like when with billionaires, like, are they just like, they have a Wells Fargo account, which is like $1 billion in it.
Do they have a debit
yes,
card?
Definitely, Casey.
God damn it.
I mean, where else do they keep all their money?
Right.
What are you both the dumbest people?
Apparently.
Where do they keep their
tell
money?
Tell us, CPA John. Where do they keep their fucking money?
I don't know. Bonds, stocks, Dogecoin.
Dogecoin for Bill Gates. He's got his Microsoft money in Dogecoin.
He obviously has a checking account.
Well, he has a checking account. He just doesn't have $1 billion in it.
But imagine he has a straight up billion in his checking.
Dude, I had so I told this story on KFC Radio recently, where I invested in an apartment complex in Atlanta.
I love investor John. That's my
CPA
favorite.
John investor.
CPA John. Oh, we also had Dr. John to start the show.
And they were like, no, you guys were the doctors. I was telling you, you're both wrong. But the guy was like, I'll give you the routing information and stuff like that. I was like, oh, I'll just write you a check. And he's like, do you have this in your checking account? And I was like, yeah. Like, why wouldn't I? And he's like, you shouldn't have this money in your checking account, by the way. And it made me think of the one of my favorite 30 Rock is one of the most underrated shows of all time. And when Jack Donaghy says to Liz Lemon, he's like, what do you have saved? She's like, well, I got like $8,000 in my checking. And he goes, what are you, an immigrant? And it is a very funny line. And I didn't know that immigrants do that. I don't know that they even do, but it was just a funny line.
The Wonton Don doesn't have a savings account.
I have a savings account that makes zero money.
Savings accounts are the
worthless.
Most pointless thing in the world.
Worthless. Dude, so again, if we're talking taxes here, I had.
We're covering ground. I'm putting in our rundown. Taxes.
I had my mom send
me. The static.
Tax guy John.
I had my mom send me my, like, I don't know, W, whatever the fuck it is for.
Your mom?
My mom controls all my money. Yeah, of course.
You're 32 years old.
Polly controls your
money?
Call my mom and ask for money.
I would love if your mom
your
was.
Your own?
My own, yeah.
What if your mom was stealing from you? How great would that be?
She's
skimming.
I'd be happy.
Mrs. Feidelberg is taking a... You think Kris Jenner's bad. Mrs. F is taking a skim.
Polly is totally...
It's going to be like Dane Cook's brother robbed him. Mrs. F is robbing fucking John. He's going to go
step-brother.
In.
Stepbrother. It was his stepbrother.
Wait, so can you even access your account?
I mean, I can access my checking account, yeah.
And he's buying apartment complexes in his checking account. So apparently he's doing just fine with the checking account.
But I forgot what we were saying before that.
Your mom sent you taxes.
Oh yeah, and it was
focus,
I had
baby.
Made in my what do you call it?
Checking, savings.
No, like what the money makes.
W-2.
No, W-2. Like what
commission.
What your savings make.
Interest.
Interest.
So it's like 0.4%.
I had made $59, and I was like, Mom, why do I have to even give this to the accountant? It's $59, and my mom was like, because I have a feeling you're not telling the truth about everything else, and if this is something that's easy to track, so they need, if this wasn't there, they'd flag it and be like, something's weird.
Audit
like
you and find
and they'd
everything
look more
else.
Into you. And I was like, if they audited me, I would just leave. I'd be done.
What do you mean you just leave? Where would you go?
To a different country. I don't, wherever.
You take your checking account and go to a different,
I would just
go
leave.
To a different country.
No, it's all my mom. Like, she'll get to me later. If I got audited, I promise you this. If I get audited, I'm looking right down the barrel.
Wait, are you
audited,
sure you want to say this right now?
I will leave this country without hesitation.
I audit him to make him leave.
Can
we audit you right
and
now?
And it's not even out of anything like I was like doing nefarious. I'm just so lazy. I don't want to find you all the information you'll need. I'll be out.
Oh, that's out. Fair.
Well, that's just laziness. That's not criminal activity.
I agree. Yeah, I'm just.
You're so like, lazy.
No,
you would
I'm
rather
not doing
move
anything
to another
illegal.
Country.
It's just I will leave. I'm just not finding all my old receipts from the fucking donuts I used to buy.
What do you spend most of your money on?
Alcohol.
Booze.
Alcohol. And. Clothes.
Oh.
And bare bottom clothes, which I'm wearing right now. Bare bottom clothes. The return to travel is finally here. But before you start packing for your next adventure, don't forget to check out Bare Bottom Clothing. Their adventure ready shorts, swim trunks, and tees are perfect for breaking out of your hibernation without breaking the bank. Bare Bottom combines premium style and comfort. That was a great transition, huh? Premium style and comfort for an insane value. Bare Bottom Clothing is the internet's best deal on high quality and versatile menswear. And right now, you can get two pairs of their best selling stretch shorts plus their antimicrobial and moisture wicking tech tee for under $100. They have over 10,000 five-star reviews from guys who have already made Bare Bottom their everyday go-to threads. They're designed to transition from the couch to the gym, to work, to play, whatever you like to do. Bare Bottom has you covered. So right now, my listeners, if they go to barebottom.com, they'll get free shipping by using the code OUT. So go to BARE.com. BEARBottomClothing.com and use code OUT to get free shipping on your first order. I'm wearing them right now. I actually like their clothes, and nothing fits my awkwardly shaped body. This is like an unbelievable. This is the moisture wicking tee, right?
Yes.
And I got the joggers, which make me way cooler than I actually am.
Oh, those are sick.
Well, you're full bare bottomed out right now.
Oh,
huh?
I have everything on. What do you think? Rate me 1 to 10. You got the scotch and soda shirt. John was giving me a tattoo last night.
Oh my god, what?
Oh yeah, we had.
Who was at the house?
I honestly don't remember. if we're all in the trust tree here, and we're telling this to no one else. I didn't remember Pat was there.
You said at the beginning, you were like, he was at my place until 6. I was like, well, I'm glad I made a memorable impact on the fucking night.
You didn't even know he was there?
I forgot Pat was there.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
You did.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't.
Yes, he did. Who else was there?
It was me, John, Hugh, and
Mikey wasn't there?
Mikey, who?
Hugh's friend?
Hugh's friend,
no,
Mikey.
No. Nope, it was the four of us. But
yeah. No, I would be furious if I was asleep and you two and Hugh walked in just yelling.
Made a scene. I woke up this morning. There were 2 bottles of tequila on the table without caps in them.
Oh, you kept going after we left.
Yeah, allegedly. Maybe, Pat.
Oh, I have big news to tell you. I got my first unsolicited dick pic on Instagram.
Oh.
You want
to
see?
Yeah.
The conversation? Because the dick was expiring. You get them all the time.
I do get them all the time. I got one last night. I think I showed one of you. I think I showed you, Pat. John, I'll
did
show
you? That's like the worst. Oh, wait. Where is this guy? Oh, you get
that's
them.
A fucking
that's a hog.
That's not a fucking penis. That's a leg.
And he said, can you guess the size of my penis?
Reply like
XL.
I don't know, 11 inches?
That's
inches?
A massive dog.
It's a huge dick.
That's a humongous dick.
Do you ever, that's, I can
no.
see it from
do
here.
I ever
do you ever reply? Do you ever reply?
No, Pat.
I did right away. I was like, thank you. Let me find this guy. I was like, this,
you
I
like
literally, I was like,
unsolicited dick pics?
Of course, I'll shoot him. I'll fucking double tap it.
What if it's an ugly dick?
I'll still double tap it. It's better. An ugly dick is better than no dick, girl. Okay? Where is
that's
this?
Like that's the difference between straight
I've
women and gay men.
Dicks,
I don't please. Want I don't want a fucking unsolicited dick pic.
Anyone?
I will.
Where is this fucking cock?
To all the women listening to the show, I will take any. Well, I don't read my DMs, but whatever. Just send me your pussy, is what I'm saying.
Send me your pussy?
Send me your pussy. Send me your butt.
So gay men and straight men are okay with unsolicited genital photos. Yes.
I encourage it. And if anyone
listening
wants to send it, do it.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I want dick pics from the person I'm sleeping with, not from a random ass dude on Instagram.
Why? That's better.
I want to see everyone on the planet naked. Everyone. I don't care.
Oh, here's the conversation. He sent a video.
Yeah. Let me see your boobs. Let me see your tits. Let me see your asshole. Let me see your dick. Let me see it. I'll check it out.
Everyone.
I don't give a fuck.
People you work with, you would see that?
Yes, of course.
Is there anyone here that you wouldn't watch their sex tape?
No.
There are literally
the people you're gonna say, those are people I'd watch first.
Who do you think I was gonna say?
We're not getting into that.
I think we all know. This guy sends a video, I liked it, and I go, whoa. Then he liked that, and he said, UPS. I said, what does UPS mean? He said, well, that's a good question. Then he said, how are you doing? Smiley face. And I
UPS
said,
UPS means do you want it delivered to you?
No, it doesn't.
I just made that up.
That would be fucking great. It all made sense. Like, is that what it means? I missed the opportunity.
UPS, what else could it mean?
I don't know. And then I said, good, haha. And he saw it. It wasn't a great dick. It was like uncut, curved to the left a little bit.
Uncut?
Was it hard?
It was hard. He sends a flaccid cock to me. That's a hilarious
book. I've sent flaccid dicks before.
Yeah.
Why?
There's something nice about a flaccid
dick. Oh, no. They're fun to play with, but an unsolicited flaccid dick.
Casey just mashing around it.
They're fun to play.
It's like the toy that you get,
the strongest things on the planet, flaccid dicks.
Yeah. Cocks are. Unflaccid cocks. What do you mean the strongest?
I mean, you could just beat the shit.
You could run it over
dick.
With a car.
I wouldn't even feel it.
Yeah.
You could run my dick over with a car.
Yeah. You could stab my fucking flaccid dick with a knife. I'd be fine.
Welcome to Out and About, folks.
You can stab my flaccid. I'm gonna make that. I'm gonna make that a quote card. You can stab
it on the table. Oh my god! Fork out. And just like bam. I'd be like, whatever. It's good. It's like my fucking flaccid dick is like Adam Sandler's foot in Mr. Deeds.
That fucking black frozen foot.
Ew.
What if I just had a black dick? That'd be weird.
People have different colored dicks.
Different colored dicks.
Really?
You never seen that? Like a white guy with a gray dick?
Oh, yeah.
With a gray dick?
You've never seen a fucking gray dick? Buddy.
I've seen a gray dick.
What are you living under a rock? You've never seen a gray cock?
Are you saying great or gray?
Gray.
Gray.
G-R-A-Y-E-Y, however you spell it. Gray. The color gray. The color gray.
50 Shades of Grey.
You've never seen a multicolored dick?
Oh, I have.
50 Shades of Grey is with me, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you've never seen a multicolored cock?
Yes. But, like, not... Like one time, and we made fun of him. It's like on my high school.
Doesn't Kevin,
not in the wild. You remember his cock.
Doesn't Kevin say he has a Neapolitan? What is
oh,
it?
Yeah, Kevin does say that. What's I haven't seen
the
it.
The ice cream.
Neapolitan. Yeah,
Neapolitan.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he says his dick is Neapolitan.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to
look it up. Yeah, it's white, pink, and brown. It's Neapolitan. Strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate.
He has one of the. He has a tri-colored ween. Oh, that's what that is. Like this.
Are you looking at dicks?
No, I'm looking at
Neapolitan ice cream.
Do you watch porn on your? Do you ever watch porn on your work computer?
Oh yeah,
literally all the time.
Do you do a Pete private browser?
All,
or you
Pete, no, Pete I can see all of it.
I
he
do
doesn't
not
care.
Give a fuck.
I bet Pete goes through.
Well, Pete sure, blocks. Pete blocks what Louis Vuitton on Kelly Martin's computer, and that means that he's really looking.
I could
through
not
search history.
Yeah, Pete's watched me.
He's watched you beat off.
Also, when we had this conversation, you remember Pete was like, "Why don't you watch it on your TV?" We're like, Pete just watches porn on his TV.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. It was TV, phone, or computer. What do you watch most porn on?
I need the handheld right there. I'm a laptop guy. You're a phone girl.
Phone.
Always phone. No. Always phone.
I like to put the laptop on the chest.
On the chest? So you don't even see your dick while you're being it?
Yeah. When you go into the bathroom afterwards, you're like, you got a fucking red burn on your chest and the laptop battery. So you know you had a good cum sesh.
Oh, Jesus.
You're
anyway,
a phone guy?
Always a phone guy. Well, the problem is because I had a Mac and I watched so much porn on it, it just broke. It was like a 2000 and like.
Yeah, what kind of porn do you watch?
I watched
probably
straight
gay.
Porn, probably. Straight. No, gay. Yeah, amateur. Always amateur.
No.
I don't want production value. I want to see him like jiggle the camera.
Also,
you know
the
I mean?
Amateur game's been ruined.
Pornhub removed because a little child trafficking. And they got very upset and removed
but
all
just
their porn.
Like amateurs have become mainstream now, and now they're not amateur anymore.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a drink.
Are we gonna have one?
Yeah, is that okay? Do you want one? Do you guys want
you
one?
You had another one? Didn't you? No, I'm okay right now.
Yeah, amateur has become mainstream.
Do you ever watch
used
straight
to serve
porn?
A purpose.
Sometimes.
What do you? Well, I guess you probably watch gay porn.
Lesbians.
Yeah, lesbian.
That's my nightmare.
Watching lesbian porn is the gayest thing a straight guy
can do. Like, I
would
rather die. Threesomes with a guy and two girls.
What?
That's not lesbian, though.
No. Well, okay. Well, I don't ever watch just two girls now.
Okay. Well, that would be described as gay porn.
Okay. No, I don't watch gay porn.
I thought you were talking about. I would rather die than watch two women have sex with each other.
Oh, my God. It was
disgusting.
Once I fucking turned 12, I stopped watching lesbians. Like. Sorry, I need a big fat cock in my porn, please.
Do you search for the dick? We're gonna have so many good promos. I'm not even. I'm just sitting here thinking,
like, just you know, we should just do this podcast really fucked up every time. Great content.
Do I ever search for the dick? I have probably not regularly, but I've definitely given Manuel a shout.
Who is Manuel?
Oh, Manuel has got a big fat dick on him.
I don't know any male porn stars' names, I don't think.
We just did top five porn stars on KFC Radio the other day, and Kevin's, I think, first two or three were men.
Oh, this is Manuel Ferreira? No, that's this guy.
Manuel Ferreira's got a fat hog.
Oh, he's got a wiener. Ew, I don't even want to see this. There's naked women in it.
No, I searched for the girls.
I'm trying to think of the other one.
Big Brandy Love fan. I know she's been on this very
podcast.
That's
John. You're not a Brandy Love guy.
I'm not a Brandy Love guy. She doesn't do anal. If you don't do anal, you can't be a porn star.
False news. Fake news.
That's
facts.
Fake news.
I mean, she is a porn star and she doesn't do anal.
She's a great porn star.
I'm saying you just don't get tagged porn star. Like when people call Mia Khalifa a porn star, I get furious.
Why?
Because she's never done anal.
But John, she's a porn star.
She's not a porn star.
I'm sure they've done it, just not on camera.
Well, God damn it, Pat. I wasn't in the room.
Debunked, motherfucker.
I mean, Brandy Love is arguably one of the biggest porn stars on the planet.
She's huge.
Yeah.
I remember,
Brandy Love is the exception to the rule.
I would say Mia Khalifa is a pretty big name in the porn game.
No, Mia Khalifa did porn for like 3 months.
What is she? She's like a, her whole thing is she's like an Arab woman who like does porn.
She
what was the
Middle
famous
Eastern
one she did?
Her stepmom.
Her and her stepmom in
but
she wearing,
like,
she wore a headdress.
They're yeah, they're and
they,
then like halfway they through
the
they
motorcycler's
take him off.
Dick.
Yeah, yeah, it's her.
Another promo. They sucked a motorcycle. You're like, remember when we sucked that motorcycler's dick? The two of you.
Speaking of, Brandon Walker started a rumor that me, you, and Katie had a threesome.
When?
The other night.
With, like,
oh, he said it on Unnecessary Roughness yesterday. He was like, I'd like to say congratulations to John Feidelberg for having a threesome with Casey and Katie Statz last night. And I was like, what?
How'd he know?
That's fucking great. Oh, how many? This is another thing we were talking about. How many condoms do you think you could fit on your dick?
Yeah!
No! No!
Yeah!
God damn it! No! I'm not doing this! This is the dumbest fucking thing he has ever said. And he says dumb things all the fucking time.
Damn, I want to call Kevin about this.
Oh, you ordered.
We're on a podcast,
John ordered condoms last night. He probably doesn't remember this. He ordered like 60 condoms in a box last night.
I do not remember that, but you know I do.
Well, you didn't even remember that Pat was there.
Well, what's your prediction, Casey? Like, what do you think it would be while he calls Kevin?
I think you set the total at 5.5.
Okay.
I think it's not about the stretchiness. Like, we all know condoms can stretch.
Right.
It's more about like the uncomfortable part of it. Like,
right.
And I think they would start to rip.
I just burped. It's going to be the base. That's going to be the issue. And the base, I feel like it will constrict it like a watermelon with rubber bands.
Yes.
And eventually it'll just – is this calling Kevin right now?
I hope he doesn't answer.
he's
Kevin Clancy of KFC
Radio.
I've
never talked to Kevin on the phone.
I think you could do 20, realistically, if you really pushed it and you were really hard.
I feel like
pick up Kevin.
I feel
pick
like
up.
You calling Kevin would be like an alarming thing. Like he's probably like, "Why is John fucking calling me?"
We should all call him. Try to freak him out.
Damn.
Okay, you call him now. If he answers someone else, I'll be furious.
All right, I'm gonna call.
If
him
I now. Called him back to back, he would know that it was me and John doing it.
Wait, so what do you think it is, John? How many condoms could you fit on your dick? You said you could do a whole box. Should I call him actually on speaker right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I could do 50 condoms on my dick.
50?
No, you couldn't.
The box was 26. I could do two boxes. Easy.
You ordered two boxes last night. Here's Kevin. We're going to call him again. And you have to talk if he gets it.
He's not going to answer.
He's going to think someone's dead.
For sure.
We go, where's Casey? Have you heard from her?
No.
She went on a grinder day last night.
Casey's fucking gay dudes.
Casey's trans. You didn't know that?
I would love to fuck gay dudes.
Oh.
There's so many
hot gay
dudes.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure. Just put top in your profile. I'm sure you could get a few. He didn't pick up. I mean, we don't. Three times is mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, all right. But anyway, the point is I can fit a lot of condoms in my dick.
And that's just because it's small? Here we go.
Staying hard would be a problem.
you can stay hard when you're
sexually aroused, but
I
like
need someone to be opening them,
to be opening the condoms for you. That he's concerned about time on it.
He said yesterday he was going to do a conveyor belt or an assembly line.
I would say the problem would be, obviously, like it would get as you put them on, the thickness of your dick gets like it gets thicker. So eventually,
right.
You can't put any more on. You
exactly.
could do 50 inside of each other without a dick. Putting 50 condoms in each other, like one in the other is almost impossible.
I think that it would start to, like you said, it would suffocate the base, but also
suffocate the base. Dr. Casey, accountant John.
Yeah, right. I think the friction involved with like having like Kelly Keegs was saying you'd need lube at a certain point to keep putting them on. And I was like, yeah, I think so. Like, I think that they would eventually, like, they would just start to, like,
right.
to rub against each other and they would break. What's happening out
What's
there?
What's going on out there?
I don't think they would break. Because I'm going to roll it on.
Yeah, I know, but eventually they would.
Leave a reservoir tip.
God, they smell so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fucking...
Wait till you leave them under your bed filled with cum for a while.
Do you just fling them when you were done with them? No, you don't use condoms.
I did. I had one summer where I used a couple of condoms.
I had one summer where I used a couple of condoms.
I was saying the other day, I don't know the last time I used a condom.
I do. But I'm not in a
40-year relationship. I don't think it was in this decade.
It
Well, there's
well, it's
only
two
year.
Years,
yeah.
one year.
Well, you know what I mean. The last 10
2010.
Years.
You haven't used a condom in 10 years?
I think I've used maybe under 15 condoms in my life.
How do you not have kids?
How do you not have STDs?
Well, I don't go to the doctor.
I haven't been a doctor in 12 years.
Well, that's why it burns when you pee, thinking it's grapefruit.
No, that's the grapefruit. That's the grapefruit.
No, it's not.
You haven't used condom in 15 years.
I'm obviously making an exaggeration for a show here. But, I don't know the last time I used a condom.
You think college? So then it might be 15 years. I mean, you're 32 years old.
When's the last time you used one, Casey? When's the last time you used a dental dam?
Never. Never.
a condom.
I should use condoms more often, I think. Now that we're all saying this, I feel gross.
I bet Bill Gates and his wife still use condoms throughout
the entire The people who are married that use condoms are psychopaths.
My friend at home's wife makes him use a condom. I'm like, you got to leave this bitch.
I mean, I don't understand. What, just to not get pregnant?
Apparently, yeah, that's it. I was like, well, why doesn't she go on birth control?
I guess it's your own, but condoms stink.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
God, well, we're just really promoting safe sex here.
I was
going
to say,
anyway, next ask for Trojan.
Right? They should sponsor this fucking show. Well, my hangover is catching up with me.
Make sure you take birth control.
I'm glad you guys came in and did the show. Thank you very much.
Did you mean to say came in like that?
Yeah.
You said it with a weird tone.
Came in.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? You guys got anything else going on?
Pussies.
We can fucking promote pussies.
Oh, I have a question for you, too.
Yeah.
I have a question for
you, too.
Kevin's
going to call back, by the way. He's on a call right now. He's going to call.
I have a question. So I had this argument with one of my guy friends because he was saying, because I made the comment, I was like, I have never given a hand job. And he was like,
John goes, I've given a hand
job. Hold on, wait. Then you can talk about hand jobs. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I've never given a hand job because to me, a hand job is to completion. I've never given a hand job to completion. Now, obviously, I've given what a hand job would be in certain situations. And he was like, well, then you've given a hand job. I was like, no, it's to completion, right?
Hand job's to completion, for sure.
Okay, so what about a blowjob? Same thing, right?
Same thing.
That's tough. A blowjob's
no,
a
completion. No, no,
no. No, it's, you, that's
if
not
you
to
said,
completion.
No, I do.
No,
think
yeah,
so, yes,
no,
it is.
No.
Because you say give good head.
If you sucked my, like,
yeah, or sucked
my
dick.
Dick. And then we fucked, I wouldn't say I got a blowjob.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But he was saying that he would say that. And I was like, well, I would assume if somebody said to me, she gave me a blowjob, that was the final thing.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Okay, so I'm right.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And then
right.
If like...
And also, I think give more hand jobs. Hand jobs are awesome. Hand jobs are the best in the business.
No.
Oh, if you're not getting hand jobs,
it's an HJ?
You're a fucking loser.
I can't remember the last time.
Yo, if you are getting hand jobs right, hand jobs are the most...
Do you like look at each other?
What?
Like what do you look at when you're getting a hand
He's
job
blindfolded.
At 32 years old?
He's getting 32 years
old. I'm 32 years old. Whatever I want.
Like, no, but I'm saying like.
Probably TV. But.
Why would you? I mean, at that point.
You get a hand job right. You get a fucking. You get a couple fucking pounds of olive oil out.
Olive oil? I mean, baby oil. Whatever.
Baby oil, olive oil.
Or just be an adult and have sex.
It's all the same. No, you get a nice fucking tug rub. It is. Primo stuff.
You're going at a massage parlor.
If you
well,
are,
that's different. A massage parlor, like that's a different thing. I'm talking about just like you're
yeah,
laying
I'm talking
at home.
About, yo,
no,
you,
we're talking.
If you're
I'm talking
pay
about,
for it, get it for free.
No, but like I'm talking about like you're just sitting at home on the couch and you're just getting a fucking
get a
hand
fucking
job.
Tug rub. Yeah, no.
A tug rub on the couch.
I will say dry humping is underrated at this age.
All right. Well, now we're talking crazy.
and on that note, we do have to get out of here because someone has a studio right after us in a few minutes. But in all seriousness, thank you guys very much for coming on. We'll call this part one.
I kind of forgot we were recording a podcast.
Let's do a part two. Let's get Kevin in here. Let's talk about the what'd you call him for? What'd you call
condoms stuff?
Condoms on the dick. Check out KFC Radio. Check out Unnecessary Roughness. Bare Bottom Clothes Code About. Adam and Eve. Code
Great vibrators.
Out. Vibrators. Love you guys all. We got a couple good interviews next week. So we will see you on Tuesday. Bye.